AP.
Hey Rich, this is Peter.
How are you?
I'm good. Did you check the logos,
Hey,
Rich?
yeah, I did. We need to talk about, I don't know how to explain all this, but okay, the logo, it's the camera itself is okay. I want to take my name, just the Rich part of it, and I want to move it to the right side with a little space next to the lens. If you're facing this thing, yeah, be on the right-hand side where it starts to fade into black.
You want
And then
that?
I want my,
You want your name over there?
yeah, I want to put my name on the right-hand side. Okay. And then we're going to scratch, well, my name, I want the text to be the same
As the prime
text
product
as,
photography.
yeah. In other
Got
words,
it.
just that block text doesn't look good. Actually, you could use that Edward that I like. There's a font called Edward, I think it is. It's a script deal. I don't know if this is what that is below here or not, but anyway, we're gonna sign my signature on the right-hand side and center it between the bottom of the camera and the top, and just let it come out to the right. Just put Rich in there.
Okay,
Okay?
so the camera, you see the camera, and on the right side of the camera, there is a black fading out, so you want your name over there.
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah. Put it
and
up, tight, not touching, but up tight to the lens and start outward.
okay, so up tight to the lens, and then you want this font of Rich to be the same as Prime Product Photography.
Right, but I want to get rid of the wording Prime Product Photography, because on the home page, if you're putting that logo up there, you don't want to say Prime Product Photography and then have your
Exactly.
head.
Because we already have Prime Product Photography a lot of times on the website.
Yes, exactly. It's already in the header, so, or in the head, the title or the heading H1 line. So, but we don't want to duplicate that. So then the
Exactly.
next problem is that we need to get a color scheme going. In other words, the yellow and blue and that white lettering, all of that is,
On the website, right?
yeah, on the website. For
Okay.
all the pages, right? Once we get this logo on there, then, either you're going to have to do the lettering in all yellow, or
Okay.
all make turn the camera and my signature blue and make
Well, we
everything
can
blue
do
on
one
the
thing.
website.
Rich, let me
Yeah.
suggest you, if you want, I can suggest you what will look good on your website is that you see
Okay.
that in the logo, there's no red color. Okay? So what we can do for you in the website, wherever we have red color, we can make it yellow according to your logo. Okay? So everything which is red right now will be yellow, and it will match your logo as well, and the theme would look similar to your logo as well. Because I think that will look good, because if we take the whole font, for example, if you see our goal is bring light to your products and then photography services and everything, if we put that font, the description font in yellow, that would look good because that is basically the description we need to write in detail. So that's good in black or white color. That is basically placed on website in black or white colors. But yes, the titles which we have, for example, on the sections page, you see the home button is red, or the experience, services, owner, operator. These things can be done yellow, and the theme would automatically match your logo.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I mean, okay. Let me say this. I don't like the color blue where it says Prime Product Photography in the demo right now. I don't like that. I don't like that shade of blue. It needs to be more
More dark.
royal. Yeah,
Okay.
more royal. Royal blue, I guess.
Needs to pop out.
Yeah, it needs to pop out from the picture. Yeah. So, as far as the color, I like the stuff that's in red.
Okay.
But I agree with you that the theme of the whole thing should kind of blend together.
Exactly, because for example, if you put your logo, okay, then there will be three or four colors on your website. So that won't look decent, because your logo has yellow color, and then we have the titles with red, the font is white, and then we have the title in navy blue, so there will be in total of four colors. So I think that will not look decent. So what we can do is that we can make these red things yellow so that it matches your logo too. Only if you want. If you have any suggestions, you can go ahead with that. As you have got unlimited revisions, we can do that for you. I was just suggesting you so that it looks good.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say. I would like to see two contrasting colors on the page. In other words, that red and blue and yellow, red and yellow. That needs to be the schema for the page.
Okay. I'll make two pictures for you of the home page. Okay, that will be in a JPEG format, in which you can see different colors. Okay, so whatever you like, we'll apply that to your demo link. Okay.
Yes.
Great. So, what colors do you want? Okay, can you just describe me that so that I can write it down? And where you want those colors, you can tell me that too.
Okay. So, here's what I'm gonna say. You have the change to the logo design, right? In other words, you're just going to take the Prime product photography off of there. You're going to move the rich to the right, and then you're going to choose a color that matches the schema for the camera and my name.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the name font is going to be in
the Edward font.
Yes, exactly.
Got it.
Or a script font. So,
okay.
Then the next part of this is that, you know, we need to get a color schema that matches. Let me, you know what, if I went into, like, Photoshop and gave you, let me think.
The color code?
RGB. Yeah, color code, right. Mm-hmm. If I went in there and picked a color and sent you that color code, could you arrange for that to happen?
Yeah, that will be more easier because our developers, because, for example, if we set down the logo, there is a slight difference between our colors and your colors because everyone has a different screen and everything. Because, for example, I have in front of me a 21-inch PC. You might have a laptop, and someone might have a Mac. So everyone has a different display. So you can go to the Photoshop, you can select the color, you can send me the color code, and we can automatically apply the color code to the back end of the website so that it changes to the whole website.
Yeah, under CSS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Under CSS.
Yeah. All right. Let's I'm going to eat lunch, and then you're going to work on this logo. I'm going to pick the color, and I'm going to send it to you here in about 45 minutes.
No problem. That logo would be updated in like 15 minutes, okay? And I'll send you the updated logo. There will be no Prime product photography. There will be just your name, and the color would be same as the lens, and that will be uplifted above the right beside the lens.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're going to do that, why don't you send me two of those? Send it back to me in yellow, and then pick a blue or a red. You know, to show me what it looks like, and I'll go from there. We'll get different colors,
right? One you want in yellow, and the other one you want in blue.
Yeah, but if you do that, make sure that the camera color matches my name.
Yeah, exactly. So we can do two colors. One would be navy blue, and the second would be the yellow. Okay.
Not navy blue. Royal blue. Like,
royal.
Yeah, you know what royal blue is? It's like...
I got it. Well,
yeah.
Just to avoid any confusions, Rich, you can just simply go on Photoshop. You can copy the color code, and that will be more convenient for me to put the CSS so that the website changes its color on its full. Like, every page would be set up. Okay?
Okay,
so you can see the color code of royal blue and yellow, and I'll make those changes for you. However, as far as the website is concerned, I can change the colors. Okay, I can change the red color can be changed to yellow, and then it can be changed to blue. Okay, and then I can send you the screenshot of those. That whatever you feel is good, we can apply that to your demo link. Okay.
Yeah, I just want something that looks consistent color-wise.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying? Exactly. I understand. Yeah. I have a lot of clients who want consistency in the website. So you're one of those, and I'll make that work for you.
Yeah, you got some girls in the office that are good with color?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell them you want it royal blue.
Okay. Let me tell you. You just send me the color code for royal blue and yellow, which you want. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll get that updated. I'll send you the designs too. The website designs in different colors, and I'll send you the logos too, okay? The designs might take a couple of hours to be changed, the colors, but for the logos, I guarantee you I'll send you in 30 minutes with the changes done, and in two different colors.
Yeah, okay. I'll get lunch in, and then we'll get together later this afternoon.
Yeah, sure. We can schedule a call for 4, okay?
Yeah.
So that we can discuss the final changes, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Pete. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem, Rich.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.